From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An investigator with the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control has testified that she openly purchased cocaine at Sideline Sports Bar in Arcata on multiple occasions as part of a months-long drug sting. Los Coast Outpost reporting the testimony was part of day one of a four-day administrative hearing being held by the agency. Samantha Scott went on to say that she also enrolled the help of staff at Toby and Jack's to buy cocaine. During the sting, authorities snatched up many different drugs, including methamphetamine, LSD, ecstasy, and DMT. In the aftermath of nurses who work for St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka holding an informational picket Tuesday, hospital officials have issued a statement. It reads, "While the unions continue an unwarranted negative attack campaign against our hospitals, the committed caregivers who care for our community will continue to remain focused and steadfast in their mission and not allow the disruption to negatively affect our patients, their families, or our caregivers." Those who protested say that recent layoffs have put staffing at unsafe levels. A judge Tuesday reversing his own decision relating to the Raymond Christie animal abuse case. Hundreds of rotting cow carcasses were found on Christie's Arcata Ranch when it was raided in March. The judge initially agreed with defense lawyers that the DA's written complaint did not specify charges of dumping dead animals near state water were crimes. After doing research, the judge now says the DA's complaint is adequate. The 54-year-old Christie has not yet been arraigned on the crimes against him, but is scheduled to be on October 11th. A $200,000 arrest warrant has been issued for an Arcata businessman and accused drug dealer who didn't show up in court. Ariel Arguelles Sosa was due for a hearing to determine whether he used drug proceed money to pay $500,000 in bail. Several ounces each of methamphetamine and heroin were also confiscated during an August 30th raid of Sosa's home, along with $65,000 in cash. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services inviting the public to a free educational presentation on maritime tsunami evacuation procedures today at 4 p.m. at the Blue Lake Casino Sapphire Palace. The presentation geared toward recreational and commercial boaters. Attendees can learn what to expect in the event of a tsunami, how to get tsunami warnings, how to safely evacuate to protect yourself and your boat before a distant source tsunami arrives, and what to do in the event of a near source tsunami as well. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.